This is a place where academics have not done our due diligence. And we've got men and women in the service who are suffering. And they're suffering from things that ostensibly my discipline studies and works on.
Give me some examples where you feel like women's studies will be able to help with this.
Our discipline has spent a lot of time studying sexual assault, not necessarily military sexual assault, but just sexual assault in general, and trying to understand what kind of cultural forces drive that.
There have been elements ramped up within the Department of Veterans Affairs, within the Department of Defense. What did you think you could add?
What I thought is there has to be a whole bunch of people at USF who are doing research around this subject, and they may or may not all know each other, and they may or may not all know that there are other people doing this kind of research, and they may or may not know people over at the VA, and maybe this symposium could be an opportunity for people to get in touch with each other. I would say that if there's somebody who, like me, has listened to stories about this and thought, surely there's a better way for us to address this problem, they might be really good people to be involved. I think clinicians might find this really useful, activists. But it's also partly I want the whole USF community to be thinking about, is there a way we can as a community contribute to fixing the problem?
Apparently in the afternoon, there will be a workshop using writing therapy.
My background is in women in medicine, in writing. And so what I do is something that's called narrative medicine. And it's about the way in which we use stories to actually heal people after a disease. So part of my thinking about this has been, I wonder if there's a way that we could use stories to help people remake their lives. Now, one of the things that we know about military sexual trauma is there are so many people who either were denied the opportunity to seek justice at the time of the assault, or they were too afraid. And so now we have all these people who sometimes years later are coming back and realizing, oh, I thought I actually kind of dealt with that problem, but I didn't. And I was thinking, I wonder if there could be a StoryCorps for people who've been through this experience. And then two of my grad students said, what if we could use those stories as teaching moments? What if we could teach people about sexual assault and maybe prevent sexual assault by using the testimony of people who've been through it? We're tentatively calling it the Witness Project, where people can either write their story or maybe come in a recording studio and record their stories. And we can then allow them to know that it's not justice exactly, but they've been heard.
Your bottom line at the end of the day of the symposium, when will you know it's been a success?
If I saw that there was some really good research that came out of this that helped improve the lives of people, either in terms of they were not victimized by military sexual trauma or they found an adequate way of coping with it, that would be a moment when I would know that we'd succeeded with something.